This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
Captain's America Third Watch. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, my Moss Family Automotive Studio in Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers and our U.S. Coast Guard and all those keeping us free and safe right now. I'd like to also welcome and say thank you to the people out there keeping America rolling, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the guys and gals that are out there going coast to coast, border to border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers, John and the company crew out there hauling the mail. And good morning, John. Also to our Amazon people and our warehouse people and our drivers, too, delivering their packages all across the country. And let's not forget the suicide jockeys. Yep. Hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, and hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also find us over there on MeWe, on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website, to find us on the web, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check us out, see the things we have over there, and you can hear the show all day long over there streaming. You take the show that we're playing right now, that we're doing live right now, and it's over there in that website streaming all day. Or you can pick up the podcast over there too, whatever works for you. Alrighty, and back for a second shot at it. We have our good friend, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California, IA. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, indeedy. And, of course, the temperature has dropped a little bit. Let me see here. Where are we? We're down to 62 degrees. So it's about 6 degrees colder than what it was when we first talked at 2 o'clock this morning. So there you go. Here we are. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because it's all about the way our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. That's how we measure things. We still do it that way here on this program and many, many radio stations along the line that are playing my show right now. I'm so thankful for being able to talk to you, and they don't get, oh, you can't say that, because there's stations that would say that, believe it or not, but not where I'm at. All right, Kyle, you know, we mentioned this earlier. I'm going to mention it again. A day after the authorities arrested two people on charges of links to a Chinese special police station in New York. A U.S. official has said the United States right now is engaged in an extensive effort, along with our international partners, to counter the Chinese influence operations that are going on all across the world.
Well, that's right. They're saying that they're working through diplomacy and even private diplomatic channels. They're trying to make sure that they can begin to root out this network, evidently, of agents that are there to do things like try to stifle or influence people who have come out of China and might speak against it.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line real quick here. I think we got is this Aaron in Colorado?
Yeah, this is Aaron here in Colorado.
What's up?
Yeah, Professor Politics, I was just wondering what you think about this settlement that Fox did with Dominion. They got close to $1 billion, almost $1 billion, even though they wanted 1.6. The thing is, though, I was kind of curious, though, if this went to trial, and Murdoch would have to get on the bench and testify, and Shanahan and Tucker Carlson and all the other personalities on that show. Would they have given themselves a chance to win? Anyway, see what you think, Professor of Politics. Bye, Cap. Bye,
okay.
Professor of Politics.
What do you think, Kyle?
Well, no, thank you very much, Aaron. I think if it had gone to trial, you never know when you go to trial. It's always a rolling the dice, no matter what the situation might be. But I think it could have been very devastating for Fox. But at the same time, this is, I think, why Dominion chose to settle with them. Nobody wanted to go to trial on this, and they are getting $787 million.
I don't think they would have won, the Fox said.
No. No, not at all.
No,
I think it just would have continued to do more damage. At this point, both Dominion and Fox puts this behind them, basically.
Yeah, I think it would have been a losing deal for Fox. I've thought that since the beginning, since I heard about all this. But that was just me. But what do I know? But anyway, you know. And thanks for the question, Kyle. Aaron, we appreciate that. And Kyle, you hang on, because we're coming back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, a little tease for you. We're going to talk about the Dominion. Well, she already talked about it, but we're going to add a couple of things to the Dominion voting thing there as to why we thought the way we did. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. No how. Got more coming your way in a Captain's America Third Watch.
Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, as you know, I broadcast from the Moss Family Automotive Studio, and of course that's because of Moss and their Nissan dealers and their Acura dealership as well. Now, we're going to talk right now about the Nissan dealerships, because Moss Nissan starts out with their flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Then they have the Nissan dealer on Florida North, on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Acura dealer here in Tampa. And then up in Brooksville, Florida, the brand new Moss Nissan complex that's up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway, just this side of the toll road. So there you go. That's where they're located. And if you want to find out about a unique car experience, which includes you serve, you save, what that means is if you've been in the active duty military, or if you are a veteran, or if you are a retired EMS firefighter or police or active, or if you are a church pastor, actor, active or retired, you will get a discount on the vehicle that you buy at Moss Family Automotive's Moss Nissan division. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which means that free tire rotations and free oil changes are yours for the asking. So there you go. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go over to the web, check them out, see what they have to offer. You're going to be very pleasantly surprised. I will tell you that right now. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, one of the reasons why you and I felt so strongly about this Dominion voting system not going anywhere was because wherever the Republicans tried to challenge the vote and use the voting machines as their catalyst, it did not work in these states. It just did not work.
No, it didn't, and it didn't seem that it was going that direction. Ultimately, there were other things. There were lawsuits that were brought and so forth. Everything always seemed to fall flat. And I think that was also something that began to bolster the case that Dominion had or was bringing against Fox. So, again, they did not go to trial. Had they gone to trial, I think it would have been a much longer drawn-out process, and it would not have ended in the settlement that we saw.
Yeah, you're right. Now, why do you suppose the left continues to attack Clarence Thomas, our Supreme Court justice?
Well, I do think, Captain, that it's really part of a concerted effort, at least the idea, that you know, hey, if you can get Clarence Thomas to either get impeached or get him resign, this kind of thing, well, then it sets it up for Joe Biden to make a Supreme Court appointment and not have to wait until the next presidential cycle. Maybe they feel Joe Biden might not win. They want to try to get somebody in there now. It seems like it's a lot of just politics going on at this point.
Well, I agree with everything you said. So there you go. There you go. Now, Iran, for the umpteenth time, is threatening to destroy Tel Aviv and Haifa with airstrikes or some sort of strikes in Israel.
Well, that's right. This is the president of Iran actually speaking on what really is Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day, although in Iran it's Iran's National Army Day parade or something like that. But, yeah, trying to talk tough to say if Israel ever attacks us, pardon me, at all, that we'll destroy Tel Aviv and Haifa. So it's quite this rhetoric that just goes over the top. But Israel has a right to defend itself. Iran is the one that's coming against Israel. Israel isn't coming against Iran. It's a big difference.
And China is prepping a supersonic spy drone, which could create some real havoc out there.
Well, definitely so. I mean, this is something that, you know, without not trying to be too funny about it, the last thing they tried was the super slow balloon, but now they're doing the, you know, super fast spy drone. But they definitely have designs either way, and they want to continually up the ante, Captain, as they prepare for something. And they're trying to soak up all this information for something, not just for their health.
Well, those balloons worked.
They sure did.
Especially here in this country.
Well, that's right, and we let it go all the way across the country. Wasn't that something?
Yep. Well, way to go, Joe.
Right.
Wonder what he got paid for that.
Well, it's definitely something that I think a lot of people still scratch in their heads. Why were we doing this? Why were we allowing this? Especially now that, of course, it came out several weeks later. Well, they did get a lot of information about our facilities and these kinds of things. Well, of course, everybody knew that the moment we figured out this was a Chinese spy balloon.
Now, there's injury, there's illness, there's absences that are all hindering the business in the Senate right now. They still don't have all of their senators back in office, one of them, of course, being Dianne Feinstein. We're not sure what's going to happen there or whether or not she's coming back at all.
Well, that's right. She's been out with shingles, and it is very problematic if she would return to the Senate at this point. But Charles Schumer, majority leader, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, is saying, Captain, that he wants a temporary replacement to be appointed for Dianne Feinstein. Wow.
That's so he can get on her committee assignments.
Well, sure, that's right, and it's pretty gutsy request there. But as you've pointed out in the past, Captain, just in the last hour or so, if the Republicans asked for a temporary replacement for the, do you think Charles Schumer would support that one little bit?
Of course not.
Of course not. Exactly.
If it was a Republican, they want him to resign today.
Exactly, exactly. But we have seen Fetterman come back. We Mitch McConnell has recovered, and he's just came back as well. But yes, the Democrats are looking to make sure they shore up their numbers right now.
Now, have you had a chance to watch the Elon Musk interview with Tucker Carlson?
I didn't get a chance to see the interview, but I know I'm aware of what he was talking about, though, with it. Yes.
Well, last night he came out again and said the United States government had full access to the Twitter users' private messages.
Well, this is really huge because what it does, Captain, it shows that if there's some sort of unholy alliance between the social media platform at that time and the federal government, it should make everybody sort of quake in their boots because people expect to have privacy. Now, I realize that especially on an internet-based system and so forth that you have to be very careful. You can't simply assume it's all private, but the fact now that we're getting literally from the horse's mouth, Elon Musk himself, that this was happening, it's very chilling.
Yeah. Now, there are 17 congressional delegations whose staffs have been hit with a health data breach. Apparently, something happened where their system, their computer system, which is separate in some cases than what's in the House, they've got all these little separate computer systems for these congressmen and women. And it seems that they got breached and they got hacked, and I don't know where we're going now.
Yes, that's very significant, no doubt about it. Something like that happens, and again, when things are exposed, it can be anybody's game to be taken. And so, of course, you know, this is something that's another cautionary tale.
Well, they knew about this the night it happened, and they didn't do anything about it.
That's what we understand. That's right. And so they're obviously going to be reviewing that.
Yeah, it's a shame. What do you think?
Well, of course, of course. I mean, and again, especially when it comes to health information, these things can also be used to influence or to, to somehow otherwise damage elected officials. And I wonder who might want to be able to do that, somebody who has designs on harming America. I mean, it's any of these kinds of things taken in total, they add up, right? And it all goes into the security of our functioning society and our functioning government.
Now, you're in the building or in the housing business, management end of the housing business with apartments and condos and whatnot. Housing starts and permits across the nation fell in March. They may have come back a little bit in April, but not that much. What's going on?
Well, certainly, I think, number one, you're going to have builders that are going to have a hard time getting those startup loans, basically, in order to start the process. You've got consumers who want to be able to buy a property, but the interest rates are so high. It makes it very difficult.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming back and doing some double duty with us this morning. We appreciate it. You have yourself a great night. Go get you some rest, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And you hear him normally 2 o'clock in the morning, but he came back to do this segment because we didn't hear from Ron Edwards again. Anyway, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. There will be no trial in Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion sued Fox News for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. Two sides reached a settlement totaling $787 million. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin has been cleared to return to football.
Last season, live on TV after a rough hit, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game against the Bengals. Now, months later, he's been cleared by doctors to hit the field again.
This event was life-changing, but it's not the end of my story, so I'm here to announce that I plan on making a comeback to the NFL.
The doctors who've seen Hamlin over the last week all agree that he should be cleared to return to football activities. Hamlin is working out with the team. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and in celebration of another great win yesterday, the Tampa Bay Rays 10, the Cincinnati Reds nothing. I do believe that game was played in Cincinnati. Let's bring Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, in with us. Mr. Patrick.
You are correct, Captain. That game was played up there in good old Cincinnati.
Well, guess what? In honor of the Rays, here we go.
A one, a two, a three.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if we ever get back for its root. Root, root for the Rays. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Harry Carey. Love that guy. Love that guy.
Yes, sir. Yep. Good attitude, good heart, good for the sport. He had a cool life up there in good old Chicago land. Hey, the Rays, they needed this kid, Taj Bradley, to pitch the way he did because, unfortunately, Jeffrey Springer is going to be out for the year, Captain. He was their you know, third string, fourth string pitcher, depending on where he fell in the rotation, depending on, you know, who was looking good and what team he was going to face. And this kid, you know, they got him up from AAA and he's looking good. So I hope we can keep it up because that's what the Rays are going to need. Boy, they're off to a hot start. 15 wins, man. Who would have thought it? 15-3.
Well, not me.
No. I thought they could be, you know, right now, you know, 11-7 type of thing. So, hey.
I thought it'd be a 500 year.
Oh, no. Well, not with the teams they play to start the year out. So that's the put in the equation. But, you know, they're doing it up nice. How about talking about the Rays? Let's not forget our Tampa Bay Lightning also. They won 7-3 over the Toronto Maple Leafs up there in good old Canada. A little bit of a shocker, you know.
Well, they need to set the record straight, and they need to play like the lights are going out in the building.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you know, can they play with that intensity for the whole playoff series? You know, that's impressive. And they did it on offense yesterday, which was great. You know, normally if you allow 3 goals in a playoff game, you're not going to win those. So it worked out well for them. Some other, you know, news, and a lot of people like hockey that listen to the show, so want to make sure we, you know, get that all out there for everybody, too, now. So it's been, a real good start of the playoffs for NBA, too, Captain. I don't want to, hurt our NBA people out there either that, you know, enjoys watching the basketball games. Ja Morant, it doesn't look like his wrist is broken or his hand is broken, and don't know if he'll play next game, but he will be ready, I really do believe, for the following game to see how they can pull that off for him. So some interesting news also with football going on. You know, we'll have the draft next Thursday, so I'm looking forward to seeing how that's going to play out, Captain. And, you know, you always look forward to what the teams are going to do. You know, the Celtics won 119-106 to beat the Atlanta Hawks. We've got a lot of people up in Atlanta that listen to the show, Captain, as you're well aware of. And the Hawks now are down 2-0. I don't know if they're going to be able to come back. Boston Celtics and the Boston Bruins look very good this year. Let's see if they can go.
Hot Atlanta,
baby.
Yeah.
Hey, they made the playoffs. Give them credit. Garland scores 32 points as the Cavs bounce back to win. A few of our friends up there in the Ohio-Cleveland area that listen to the show, they can definitely appreciate that. And they even the series with the Knicks. That's going to be a good series, Cleveland and New York.
Uh-huh.
That's good, you know, basketball right there. So they're also trying to finalize getting the Rams wide receiver, the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, for all people up in the birds who listen to the show. Okay. He's a good wide receiver, Captain Allen Robinson. He did well for the Bears, then he went out to the Rams. He's a good third wide receiver. The Steelers need, you know, a third wide receiver to help out up there. So hopefully it happens. But how about some, you know, heartfelt news? Hamlin, he's fully cleared to play football.
I heard that.
Man, God bless the kid. DeMar, I'm so happy for you, but he's smart. He's taking it one day at a time. Hey, if the Lord wants me to play again, I'm going to play again, you know? And I think that's great. I really do. Cause, you know, it was just a really weird thing that happened. And, you know, he understands that part of it. And he feels he can come back and play again. And if he can, I hope he can. It would be neat to see him on the field again, Captain. It really would.
Yes.
And if not, I'm just happy that, you know, he survived the cardiac arrest and that, you know, I think he brought us together a little bit, you know, as a nation. Kind of crazy how things work, Captain. It's sad that we have to have things like that happen to bring us together, but sometimes that's what it takes. So that's important, I think. You know, the Jets. Okay, the Winnipeg Jets beat the Golden Knights out there in Vegas, Captain. I mean, a lot of the visiting teams were joking around about Harry Carey and take me out to the ball. You know, came and home team, you know, root for the home team. Well, last night, the home team didn't look too good in hockey. Home ice, it's funny. It can be very, you know, important, and other times it doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
And then, I never understood the name of this team, Seattle Kraken. I know it's a mystical character, but they went out to Colorado and beat the Avalanche during the reigning Stanley, you know, Cup champs. And, the Rangers. All the people up there in New York, kind of a neat series they're going to have, because you have the New York Rangers against the New Jersey Devils. I mean, you talk about being real close to each other. Wow.
Yeah, let me see if I can do this. New York Hockey Rangers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true, man.
Yep.
It's true out there.
The man, the myth, the legend, Howard Cosell.
Yes, he was. He was something else, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It's going to be a great, great hockey, great basketball. I mean, this is the time of year. You know, if you love sports, it's really a good time. Baseball's, you know, in full gear now. Hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs. We'll have the NFL draft. And before you know it, we'll have the U.S. Open for golf. So NASCAR's in full speed ahead. No pun intended. And we'll talk about that Friday on the show. And, you know, Captain, you know, it's always a pleasure to come on and talk sports with you, and I hope people that listen to the show, you know, you can find me on the Captain's, you know, Facebook page, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. We talk sports on the Sports Zone on Sunday, but during the week, you know, I help out people with their insurance and Medicare needs, and anything in the way of insurance, you know, give me a call. I can help you out, you know. All across the country now, have connections. So anybody listening, give me a call. We'll see if I can help you out. And, you know, it's real simple. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I always say it, but it's the truth. You can't go wrong just by talking with me and seeing if what you have is the best. And if it is, you have peace of mind. If it's not, you save money. It's a win-win situation, no matter how you look at it. But why not get that peace of mind? And Captain and I, you know, talk about it all the time. You know, I help people out, and I do the best I can because I can't control what the insurance companies do. And he'll vouch for me in that, you know. But that's what it's all about, doing the right thing for the right reasons. So, Captain, appreciate it. You take care of yourself. God bless you. Look forward to talking to you Friday morning. And we'll catch back up with NBA and the NHL playoffs and then NASCAR.
All righty. See you then.
Thank you.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback. Go over there and check him out. By the way, he does have a Facebook page. Patrick Highland is his personal page. The Sports Zone is the page for the radio show, The Sports Zone. Go over there, check it out. The podcasts are over there. And a lot of great sports news. The compadres put their notes and stuff over there, the show notes. So you might want to go over there and take a look and see who's writing what about who. I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch final segment coming up right after this here stuff. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, well, what's on my mind is Dominic's Vines and Decor down there in Sarasota, because they sponsor the final segment of the program 5 days a week. And they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, I will tell you, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. That's a big deal. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, and parts and repairs in the local area only. Now, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or again, just stop by the store. Now, remember, all of the military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor on Clark Road, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So go on down there, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. You might wind up with some of those nice free donuts that they have, or you might wind up with a cup of coffee, or both. How about that? Or both. So Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota, 941-922-2345. All right, joining us right now, we have the consumer quarterback who happens to be fresh off his Daily Show that was recorded, let's see, I believe, yesterday. And it's Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, Captain. Good morning to you, sir.
You know, I'm going to cut right to the chase. The economy can't be souped up anymore, can't be dreamed up anymore, because we got to be honest with what's going on here. We've got an administration that is either incapable or intentionally trying to run our country into the ground. Take your pick. Two-thirds of the Americans say their wages are lagging behind inflation. I'm not surprised with that, but with that comes other problems, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You got credit card debt at all-time highs. You've got potential for a collapse, banking, worldwide collapse. The feckless leadership in Washington, D.C. is just unbelievably horrific. Janet Yellen is the absolute worst in her position. We just started hiring those 87,000 new IRS agents.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Ted Cruz on a podcast, and he was saying that, you know, the money that flows through the IRS, 100% of their union donations go to Democratic Party. So sure. You wonder why they wanted to grow the IRS to these abnormal numbers and record. Again, they're setting records all over the place, and not good records. You know, southern border being wide open. You know, all the drugs and prostitution and gangs coming through. So yeah, it's really sad, and it's because the people can't think for themselves. They want to just have this groupthink mentality, and they, you know, especially in the big cities, you know, they kick one mayor out, but then they bring in another mayor that's even worse in Chicago. And you saw the crime that happened just a couple nights ago. You see the video where they attacked that poor white girl walking into her. I mean. That's the country that we're going to have if people continue to vote the same way that they've been voting.
Well, unfortunately, I can't vote in another state and tell them that. I can only tell them on the radio, hey, you need to wake up. And they're not, they're, for the most part, they're not listening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully at some point they, you know, maybe when it gets to the pedophilia, you know, that's the latest thing the UN's pushing now is pedophilia. Right? They want to decriminalize pedophilia in California and Gavin Newsom. And so, you know, hey, where do people draw the line? Do they have any morals at all? Do they have some morals, some values? Some, even if they're not 100% biblical, you know, believing in God, and you know, maybe they have some shred of decency in their bodies, but you know. Kids, to me, it should be one of the last, saving graces for most of the people on the left. But the problem is we've got to try to convince people to change their vote and to get them to move to our side. So we want to try to use logic. Unfortunately, you know, it does, like you said, fall on deaf ears. And then not to mention the big tech collusion and the government agencies pushing, one party over the other and influencing elections. And that's not even getting into the Mike Lindell talk at all. That's just straight up what happened.
Well, you and I both know that you can make anything any way you want, but you have to want to do things. And if you want to build this country better, build back better, whatever you want to call it, but if you want to do it better, okay, you got to be out there in the wee hours of the morning and get yourself organized on the street and start, you know, waving signs, waving banners, whatever it takes, going on radio shows like this one, going on TV shows and getting your message out there. You got to do it. And if you don't, shame on you because you've lost the opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, we've got the divine providence, we've got the good Lord on our side, so we are on the right side. We're the people that, you know, believe in the morals and ethics, and we have we believe in the sanctity of life. I mean, we're the side that is protecting these values, these free speech, constitutional values, rights to assemble. So, you know, I think we can pray, we can keep, you know, doing those types of things as you mentioned, and showing up and trying to influence others and being a leader through our actions, doing things that will, you know, leave that Christian mindset in people's, you know, minds when they see and hear So that's one thing we can do as well. And yeah, and if, you know, if we can convince one or two family members, people in our sphere of influence, like, hey, you know, what kind of policies are we going to continue to have? What kind of country are we going to have? And we got to turn the ship. Like you said, we got to turn the ship around.
Yeah, and we can do it if we all get in this mess together and say, that's it. I've had enough. We're gonna change things around us.
That's right. We can, we will, and we'll make it happen. You know, we've got the good Lord on our side. So that's, you know, we got to do it. We have to do it for our children. You know, I've got a 14-month old boy that, man, I just think about his future and, you know, the other kids, that are affecting. But
all right.
Yeah. And it's, seeing it in real estate too, my friend.
Well, tell us about your, how we get a hold of you, your websites and all that good stuff.
Yeah, sure. You can reach me. We do a lot of talk about real estate on our show, and we own a top real estate team in Tampa Bay, but we can help you worldwide, nationwide as well. So I'm at, you can find me at consumerqb.com. It's Brandon Rhymes, the real estate quarterback, aka the consumer quarterback, and it's consumerqb.com, and 813-917-1894. 813-917-1894.
All righty, and I look forward to talking to you next week, and you have yourself a great week.
All right, my friend. You as well.
Take care,
Captain.
All right, that's Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback, and go over there to his website and check him out and see what he has to offer, consumerqb.com. Now, let's see if I can make this work. Might be able to. Let's see. I'm working on it. All right. Let's see what we get here. A one and a two and a three and a four and a... Let's see what we got. Anytime you're feeling lucky. Here we go. I'm ready. There we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is this, Brad, you're wasting your money, wasting the government's money, wasting your time, okay? You're paying by 12 songs. Like, did you see the woman that went up there, her son, a soldier was killed in New York, stabbed 4 times, and stabbed a bunch of times, and then they let, on tape, they let Brad let two of the people that killed the boy go. Okay, and the mother came to the committee and said, you're insulting my intelligence. Yeah, my son was killed and Brad doesn't do anything about it. And no one cares about Trump in Manhattan. Trump built Manhattan. Trump built New York. That's what's called extortion. When the government tries to make a false claim and then they want you to pay for it, okay, because they know you got money. No, that's it. The government is criminal. The government is crook. Bragg should be hung for treason. Soros should be hung for treason. The D.C. sick who let those people in jail still rotting away for trespassing, they should be hung for treason. It's a disgrace. Biden, get the buck stops with you. You're the worst president we ever had. You be fired and removed immediately. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our thoughts. Stand up for our own sanctity.
All righty, this is Todd Tampa, and we'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.